This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When the Senate failed to pass a comprehensive energy bill last month, ethanol producers were among the groups most disappointed. A key provision of the bill would have nearly doubled the amount of ethanol required to be added to the nation's gasoline. Ethanol producers say they're still confident the Senate will approve the bill when it returns next month. But even without it, their industry continues to grow. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
On the day the Senate was voting on the energy bill last month, Chuck Woodside had other things on his mind. He's the general manager of the nation's newest ethanol plant, located in Minden, Nebraska. The plant is owned by a consortium of farmers and investors. And now, after $55 million and 3 years of construction, it's beginning to produce ethanol. There's a pungent, yeasty smell in the air, as Woodside proudly points out, 200,000 bushel corn bunkers, 1.5 million gallon ethanol tanks, and four other massive structures.
Three of them are fermenters, so you know, that's the part where it goes in, sits for a little over 50 hours, then it goes inside this big tank here, which is called the beer well. It's just short of 1 million gallons. And at that point, it's about 15% alcohol, which we start to distill it down and go through the evaporation process.
This ethanol plant is one of four to go online in Nebraska this year. Nationwide, 18 plants started up since 2002, and 10 more are expected next year. This year, ethanol production will top 2.7 billion gallons. The reason for the boom can be summed up in four letters, MTBE. That's a chemical additive that increases the amount of oxygen in gasoline to make it burn cleaner. Under federal law, gasoline sold in cities and regions with smog problems must contain either MTBE or another fuel additive, like ethanol. Over the last few years, as communities discovered MTBE seeping into their groundwater, California, New York, and 15 other states banned its use. For ethanol producers, these state bans were a windfall, and they scrambled to boost production. In California alone, the demand for ethanol soared by nearly 1 billion gallons a year. Monty Shaw, with an ethanol trade group, says the industry has come a long way since the 1970s when it first promoted it as a way to stretch Middle East oil.
We are now a coast-to-coast fuel additive. You know, 20 years ago, we were kind of novelty that was, you know, in the Midwest. Now we're becoming more and more a critical component that the oil industry themselves rely on.
Ethanol is currently added to gasoline for two reasons, to boost octane and to help reduce smog. Under the energy bill, though, its use as an anti-pollution measure would end, in part because of automakers' success reducing tailpipe emissions. To gain support for that phase-out from farm state members of Congress, a provision was included in the energy bill that would double the use of ethanol. For decades, political clout has been almost as important to ethanol as corn. Todd Sneller is the head of the Nebraska Ethanol Board, a state agency that promotes ethanol as an alternative fuel. He notes that over the past decade alone, Nebraska has spent $170 million in public money on incentives for new ethanol plants.
And we ended up with 8 ethanol plants built as a result of that, about $1.7 billion in new capital invested, and really a strong new jobs base in the state. So it's been a very good return on investment.
And it's not just Nebraska. More than 10 other states have similar incentive programs. But when asked if their industry will ever be able to thrive without government subsidies, ethanol advocates can get downright testy. Monty Shaw says the government provides incentives for all energy sources, and ethanol is no exception.
But I think it's not fair to single out ethanol, a domestic renewable fuel, when we continue to provide multi-billion dollars in subsidies to the oil industry.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says he'll hold another vote on the energy bill when Congress returns next month. As generous as the bill is to ethanol, it's far more so for the oil and gas industry, providing billions in incentives and exemptions from regulations. At least for their industry, ethanol producers argue that there's a strong case for continued subsidies. It's an emerging industry developing a renewable energy source that they pointedly note is produced not offshore, but right here on American soil. Greg Allen, NPR News.